Yes, that light.
Oh, we're singing this morning. Right, babe.
Now the Nagies.
We're I'm back in the playoffs.
Back in town.
McMonagle here with you on this Thursday morning. 888-808-1019. Got you till 5 o'clock. Pennant race baseball is fun. And these two teams right now, both of them, dominating down the stretch. The Mets continue to pound the Nationals, but we are going to lead off with the New York Yankees back in the sunshine, back in the postseason as they clinched the playoffs last night with a victory, a 2-1 victory over the Seattle Mariners. They take a 5-game lead in the division over the disastrous Orioles, who, oh my God, watching them play is just hilarious. But the New York Yankees pull a squeaker out. It wasn't easy. It wasn't always fun, and we'll get to the game in a second, and we'll talk about the decisions. And this is the first time where I have no idea what Boone was thinking. But let's just put that on the back burner for a moment and take a second to do what the Yankees did and celebrate. And I don't want to hear any complaints about celebrating making it to the playoffs as opposed to winning the division and waiting for them to clinch the division. We talked about this. I actually talked about it with Fliegelman. We felt like the Mets, or at least he did, felt like the Mets 2 years ago missed something by not taking the advantage of celebrating making it to the postseason. And I know they've added postseason teams and 40% of the league makes it, whatever else you want to talk about. This was an opportunity, and this is well-deserved. And this group is the first American League team to clinch the postseason. I'm watching Juan Soto dance right now. It's the best postgame of the year. This is the most fun. I love it. I brought my Martinellis with me because there's one thing where I'll always be a kid at heart, and it's with the champagne toasting and the celebrating. It takes me back to when you were a little kid on New Year's Eve and your parents gave you the sparkling cider Martinellis while everyone was drinking champagne. So still to this day, when I celebrate, I use Martinelli's sparkling cider. So I got it here with me. Tonight's a great night. The New York Yankees have now clinched the playoff spot. They deserve to celebrate. I love watching it. This is a group that has clearly had an up and down season. And ultimately, on a night like this, when you do celebrate, on a night where you take solace in the idea that you are a playoff team, the season will not end after the 162. They are going to win this division now. There's going to be a ALDS featuring the New York Yankees. And you just look at the group overall and the team overall. And, you know, it's a little bit different than what it's been over the last couple of years. I have to admit, other than maybe 2019, like right now, the New York Yankees had an up and down season, to put it mildly. Right? They get off to this incredible start to start the year. They win all those games. They're on this pace similar to 2022. Juan Soto's unbelievable to start. Judge gets off to a slow start. Then in May, he kicks it into gear. The Yankees kick it into gear. They go 17 or whatever straight series without losing a series. They're dominating. They have a lead over Baltimore. Everything seems great. There's no problem in the world. In fact, they've been doing this with starting pitching that doesn't even include Gerrit Cole. And it was just a fait accompli that they were going to win 100-plus games, they were going to win this division, and then they were just awful for 2 months, 3 months, for a long stretch, right? It's been an up-and-down year, and there was a lot of times, I know you, because you called me, and you can call me again this morning at 888-808-1019, where there wasn't the confidence in this group, and you didn't feel good about this team, and you were wondering. Hell, I got a caller a week and a half ago told me he was wondering if this moment would happen, that they would blow this thing and not make the playoffs. And it felt like that was a real possibility as they were just losing series after series after series. But the point of all this is right now, unlike 2022, unlike 2021, unlike even 2020, if you can even remember how you felt on that 60-game season heading into the postseason. Right now, despite whatever flaws they may have, I think it takes a very difficult argument to say that the New York Yankees aren't the best team in the American League. Right now, they're the first team to clinch. They've got a 5-game lead in their division. And if you look at it, and I know Clay Holmes is a disaster, and we'll get to Aaron Boone's decision on it because it's mind-numbing to me. But if you look at all the different aspects of this team right now, despite maybe the lineup who got completely shut down in this game and a bunch of strikeouts, you feel good about the lineup. The starting pitching is healthy. The entire team is as healthy as it's been. You've got 6 starting pitchers heading into this postseason. Legitimately 6 guys that you could feel at least somewhat comfortable giving the ball to in a postseason start. I mean, all right, maybe not Stroman, but you've got Nestor Cortez, who threw 6 shutout innings in this game and has been flat out brilliant since he got pissed off and sent to the bullpen 2 weeks ago. You got Gerrit Cole, who, yes, went through the intentional walk thing or whatever, but for the he's the ace of the staff. I think we all feel pretty confident in Gerrit Cole going to the postseason. Rodon having a great year. Luis Gil going to be in the Rookie of the Year conversation and pitching 6 shutout innings or 6-1-run baseball over his last 3 starts. And then Clark Schmidt as well, and the bullpen, the back end of the bullpen. Now, we need to stop using Clay Holmes in those situations, or at least stop bringing him out for a second inning. But right now, Weaver looks like a legitimate closer. 2 innings last night. He's been great since moving to the closer role. Kainley's pitching to an ERA under 2. You got Hamilton, who just came in into this game and got out of the 9th inning. Bottom of the 10th inning without giving up a run to secure the victory. The bullpen is in the best place it's been all year long. The starting rotation is in the best place it's been all year long. And this overall roster and this team, although you're curious about how this offense is going to hit in the postseason, because it's always been their problem, bar none, always been their problem, you feel like at least they have a roster right now and a lineup right now where you have Gleyber Torres being a legitimately dynamic leadoff hitter. You've got 2 of the best hitters in the sport and 2 of the best teammates breaking records every single day in Soto and Judge. You've got a legitimate cleanup hitter in Wells. Stanton's been their best postseason hitter all year, or his entire Yankee career. You got Jazz Chisholm, who's injected both life, and you see him in the postgame. It's so much fun watching Jazz. He's on Instagram. He's absolutely loving from being a Miami Marlin to being a New York Yankee. You've got now the Dominguez, the Martian, injecting into this game. You saw the 1 run they scored early is on a stolen base error, leads to a base hit from Rizzo. Rizzo playing his ass off defensively, even though offensively he's struggling right now. It just feels like you got John Birdie on the bench for speed, Cabrera on the bench who could play multiple positions and hit. They seem flexible, they seem healthy, and right now they are clearly.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The best team in the American League heading into this postseason, playing some of their best baseball. Yeah, early on in the year, they probably played their best. But right now, they are playing some of their best baseball they've played in the last 3 months, and every unit feels like it's ready to go. The bottom line is, whether you wanted them to celebrate the minor achievement in your mind, considering the payroll and the Yankee history and all that nonsense, despite they should be celebrating this or not, there is no excuse that more celebration should not be coming. That's the bottom line. The bottom line of all of this is right now, this team's the best team in the American League. And if they don't find their way back into the World Series, if we are not toasting a division title, if we are not then toasting making it through the ALDS, if we are not then toasting getting past whoever stands there, whether it be the Astros or anybody else in the ALCS, and we are not getting ready for game one of the World Series, then shame on this team, because there is no one out there as good. There is no one out there better. And there is no excuse. They are healthy. They are primed. They are ready to go out there and get back to the World Series for the first time since 2009. And if they don't, then we will have all the discussions on who needs to go and who needs to make dramatic changes and everything else we'll make. But right now, they are the best team in this league by a mile. By a mile. As we watch Baltimore absolutely crap all over themselves. As we look at the Guardians, who are the next best team, record-wise, have a tremendous bullpen, but really not much else. You watch the Tigers, who are now the hottest team in the sport, besides maybe the Mets, getting back into only a half game out of the wild card as the Twins fall, as the Royals fall. There is no excuse not to get back into the World Series. So yeah, today we celebrate, and it's earned. And I'm excited about this group, but this is now, without question, a year that it started the same way and it's ending the same way. World Series or bust. There is no excuse. There is no major injury. There is nothing stopping this team from clearly being the best in the American League and getting back into the World Series. And now let's just talk about the game for a half a second. Because this series and this game in particular is some of the wildest crap I've ever seen. And the base running from Seattle. But let's get to the Boone decision first, because I do have to kill him. Because now he almost cost me my Martinellis. And obviously, Clay Holmes coming out of this game, besides the toasting and besides the Juan Soto dancing, which we'll have some fun with and talk about if you want, because it's the best post game to watch. I love it. I can't wait to go home tomorrow and DVR and watch it again in the morning. Love it. But we have to talk about the manager and Clay Holmes, because Clay Holmes is going to be a talking point. And I heard Keith yesterday, and I know a lot of people think this. I still don't think Clay Holmes should be off this roster. But I think last night made no freaking sense. Absolutely no sense from the manager. Because they have a one-run lead heading into the seventh inning. They've done nothing offensively. Nothing. And Nestor Cortez did a great job shutting down this Mariner lineup. And you get to the seventh inning and the bottom of the order, and the Yankees are primed, locked, and loaded. The bullpen is rested. They are ready to go. They have everybody available. And Boone still hasn't spoken, at least that I can tell, on this postgame. Someone's got to ask him where Cousins is. I have no idea why Cousins wasn't available in this game. But they start the seventh inning with Crawford, lefty up for Seattle. And he brings in Canely. Now, this is how I would think it's supposed to be managed and the way it should be managed heading into the postseason. And that's why it's so relevant, because now we've clinched the postseason and it's time to start defining roles. And Canely, who's been great this year, other than a couple of memorable exceptions, really the St. Louis Cardinals game a few weeks ago. He's been great. And he gets out lefties with that changeup. He comes in right away, throws four straight balls, looks terrible. He gets two outs to the 8-9 hitters. Runner on first, two outs, and Boone brings in Clay Holmes. And let's be clear about this. I have zero problem with bringing in Clay Holmes. The idea that you had Canely and Holmes to get through the seventh makes sense to me. He comes in to get Julio Rodriguez, and he strikes him out twice. Before the umpire missed two different strikeout pitches from Clay Holmes. The umpire, Wolf, was terrible in this game. So he ends up walking Rodriguez. He gets Raleigh out next on a fly ball. That's the end of Clay Holmes. Why on earth would you bring back the closer, the guy who's been the closer for this year, who doesn't get up, sit down, and come back out? I would have to go through it. I can't even imagine how many times Clay Holmes has been asked to go into the dugout and then come back out for the eighth. But the plan should have been you have Kainley and Holmes as a combination to get through the seventh. And then if they're willing to throw Weaver for two, like they did the last time they used him, like they were forced to use him last night now, bring him out for the eighth or bring out Cousins for the eighth. It makes zero freaking sense to go back to Clay Holmes. They were an inning away from saying, hey, Kainley, Holmes, something to build on. Clay's been good his last three or four outings now. He got the big out against, should have gotten the big out against the best hitter on the team. He didn't get a call. He ended up getting the second best hitter on the team in Raleigh, who's got 90 RBIs, one of the best hitting catchers in the sport. He did his job. Why Boone would go back to him makes no freaking sense. Doesn't mean he has to hang a slider and give up the home run to Turner. He's not off the hook. It's a terrible pitch, and God knows why he continues to throw it. God knows why. When I thought his sinker was actually pretty good in this game. But that is, and I've given Boone credit, and I talked about it last night. I think since they've made the decision to go to the bullpen by committee or be, you know, what's the word they used? Creative. With the bullpen, I think Boone has been pitch perfect. He went through the Red Sox series. Everyone has come in and done their jobs. No one's going to remember, but Clay Holmes has been brought into three separate high intensity situations and come through them. Like everything, every move he's made over the last 3 weeks with this bullpen has been perfect. Last night made no freaking sense. It makes no sense. And I'm screaming about no injuries and they're healthy. I'm curious about Cousins because I have no idea why he's not in this game. None. They're forced to go to Weaver for two, who, by the way, looks freaking phenomenal. He's completely built for this role. And to me, there's no more being creative with the closer position. He is the closer moving forward through the postseason. Weaver is the closer. But you have to go to him for two innings. He gets through it. And then you have to go to Hamilton in the ninth after scoring a run. And then let me get to the top of the 10th, excuse me, because we have a major problem. I mean, Volpe is a major problem on this team right now. Like, there is no doubt about it. As you get ready for the postseason, as much as I'll tell you they're the best team, right now the starting shortstop does nothing offensively. He literally provides you zero. Now, he's a Gold Glove caliber and already a Gold Glove winning shortstop. But offensively, he provides you nothing. In the 10th inning, Rizzo leads off with a double, scores the run, standing at second. It's an obvious, they pinch run Cabrera for Rizzo. Everything pitch perfect, exactly what they should have done. Bunt Volpe, exactly what they should do. And Volpe pops up the bunt. Volpe can't hit for power. Volpe can't hit for average. Volpe can't lay down a bunt. What exactly does this young man do for this team right now? It is a major problem. And the Yankees have had a history of going to different shortstops in the postseason. Happened 2 years ago. And I don't know if they'll do it with Volpe. But honestly, right now, I don't know how you can make the argument that Cabrera wouldn't be better. I know he's great defensively. I know. But he provides nothing offensively. And not being able to get that bunt down and helping the Yankees get that second, that ever-important second run of an extra inning game is still driving me freaking crazy. But they don't. They score one in the 10th. We get to the bottom of the 10th. And Hamilton has to come in and does an incredible job. He gives up a single to start the inning with a little bloop single to left field. Rodriguez, who's standing at second base, is unable to score from it. He's standing in third with nobody out. And then the moment of the game and how the Mariners just gave the Yankees the series between Victor Robles running into an out at the plate in the first inning of yesterday's game with a 3-0 count and Luis Hill on the ropes. No idea. And then in this game, I've never seen anything like that in my life. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Hamilton strikes out a Rosarena. A Rosarena's bat flies out of his hands towards third base. We don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, if you're watching it on TV, all of a sudden you see Wells start to like make a beeline for third base, and you see a Randy or Rosarena gesturing towards third base. I have no idea what's going on. We find out that Julio Rodriguez, in attempts to avoid the bat that came flying at him, just starts to walk towards the dugout. In the middle of a game, I've never seen anything like it. The Yankees are able to pick him off of third, trying to get back to third base. They get out of the inning. They win the game. We celebrate. But the bottom line is Aaron Boone has got to do a better job with Clay Holmes. I still don't think you can't pitch him in any sort of meaningful situation. I still think you can. I know I'm alone on that hill. It's what I believe. I don't think they're so loaded that you're never going to have to pitch him in a big situation. He's still better than Leiter. I still think he has good stuff. He hung a slider. He always gets beat when he makes a bad pitch. I know it's going to be kill Clay Holmes, and I'm not saying he should be the closer. I'm not saying he should be pitching in the eighth inning. I'm saying in a tight, close game that you'll get into the playoffs when you have a short leash for your pitching staff, you're going to need Clay Holmes in the sixth, seventh inning. You just are. Whether you like it or not, you just do. And Aaron Boone, you went to him. It was the right call. He got the out. Move on. But it doesn't matter. The Yankees come from behind. Or the Yankees, excuse me, avoid falling behind. Avoid being, you know, collapsing off of that home run. They come back, they win the game, and we celebrate. And right now, as they head into the postseason, they are the best team in the American League, and there is absolutely no freaking reason that they should not be in the World Series. 888-808-1019. And then we'll get to the Mets, who honestly, there is no freaking reason why they should not be at least the third wild card team. And as dangerous as anyone heading into the postseason, we got to talk about Nimmo and how he's willing to take on anyone. He'll take on the general manager. He'll take on the fans. And then, of course, Luis Acuña, who's just been unbelievable for the Mets. So the Mets with another impressive win as they'll get ready for Philadelphia. And the Yankees, clinching a playoff berth, absolutely should be primed and ready to break this streak and get back to the World Series for the first time since 2009.